You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Boston Original.
On Boston Sports Original.
The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
WEEI.
Said this morning when I walked in that Julian Edelman sounds like he wants to play football again.
Yep, he's feeling good. He's looking great. Sounds even better. Would love to have him on this show. I know he was a guest of ours for a season.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sporadic.
Right.
And a big friend of yours.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday he went on the local Rich Eisen podcast, or whatever the hell it's called, and had this to say about a potential return.
Call comes in from Tampa, Florida, or New England. Would you do it? Would you go in that direction, Julian?
You know, I tell you right now, if I had 3 weeks, three, maybe 4 weeks, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, start of the season, absolutely not. But if there's a team vying for a playoff run, guy goes down, could I get ready? I mean, I probably could.
Would you want to do it?
I mean, that depends on the situation at that time. Right now, I'm looking forward to Games with Names. We're about to launch this unbelievable podcast. I got Inside the NFL streaming on Paramount Plus, of course.
There you go. Yes, sir.
So I got that coming.
Nicely done.
So
there's an I in Julian. I understand that. And obviously, those things you could do it at the same time, and they could be waiting for you too at the very end
of
the day.
Yeah, you know, hey, you can never say never. So I'm excited for the opportunities I have coming on my plate right now. And you know, if any of those situations ever come up, I mean, of course, you got to take a look at them.
I mean, that is a totally different Bubs than we heard for the last year and a half.
Yeah.
Well, get that man a Buccaneers jersey.
Yeah. Yep. Heading to Tampa.
That's where he's going.
It's situations, mm-hmm. not one situation being Foxborough forever.
Nope.
So,
great pickup.
Sounds like he'd be interested in an opportunity with virtually anybody.
Well, not anybody. A team that is in the mix.
Yeah.
You know, based on the way it sounds, you know, if a team is in the hunt and they're, you know, they need a guy, I'm their guy. And if everybody, based on Curtis's poll, if it looks like the Patriots are probably not a playoff contender,
uh-huh.
it seems like Tampa Bay is going to be a playoff contender. Mm-hmm. Potential landing spot. You know what Brady does. Jules, hey, Bubs, what you doing? Jules is like, I've already packed my bag, Tom. It's just waiting for you to give me the okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say what most likely will happen here is he waits for the Patriots, if they were to fall out of contention, as Wiggy alluded to. Then he then announces a comeback if the Bucs are good and Brady's there. Mm-hmm. So that he can sort of stave off some of that hate from Boston.
But he's not going to. Wouldn't he be worse than Gronk?
No.
In the minds of Patriots fans after doing the whole Foxborough forever?
You're such a prisoner of the moment. Like, in 6 years... nobody's going to be mad at Gronk. Nobody's going to be mad at Tom Brady. They're going to be back here. They're going to retire their jerseys. They're going to have a celebration. Brady will get a statue. I mean, there has never been, other than Bill Russell, a guy that's done more in Boston. Edelman has one of the great catches in the Super Bowl history.
Yes, and that's why people love him in addition to the fact
so he owes
that
you
he
more.
Said, like that he does, said, Foxborough forever. Don't wait.
Grab but that, why does he owe you more?
Grab that, Greg. Take that knife out of my back if he goes to Tampa Bay.
No, but, like, what does he owe to you? He owes you the rest of his life outside of the fact that he already won three Super Bowls.
Foxborough forever. You can't sell me a T-shirt that says Foxborough forever.
You can't even pronounce it.
And then all of a sudden, you go, you know what? I feel like playing again. All right, well, then go help the Patriots. Well, I don't feel like playing for them.
When James is 10, nobody in his class is going to say, oh, I hate Edelman. He played 5 weeks for the Bucks. Nobody's going to even think about it.
You don't think Bulls fans do that with MJ?
Not even for a second. I'm like close friends with a couple Bulls fans.
They're not real Bulls fans.
I'm making up Bulls fans.
No, I'm close friends with some real good
Chicago. Okay, what's his name?
From south side of Chicago, Devin.
Devin, I know him too.
Right? And he's a huge...
He's from the south side.
And he's a Bulls fan.
Yeah.
And Jordan going to Washington... It hurts.
There is nobody in Chicago that says, oh, okay. I love Jordan, but I can't get over the Wizard days. That's so stupid.
Listen, there are people that are still, when he was alive, R.I.P., why am I drawing a blank on him? What the hell was the first baseman who botched the ground ball?
Bill Buckner.
Bill Buckner, yes.
Yeah, they had him back to Fenway, and they gave him a standing ovation.
There are still people that to this day can't, you know, are like, I hate Bill Buckner. You're telling me.
Okay, you're comparing Michael Jordan to Bill Buckner?
No, I'm comparing Julian Edelman, who sat there.
Why did people hate Buckner?
And did this elaborate.
Wiggy, why did people hate Buckner?
Because he botched the ground ball.
They didn't win the game. Well, in the Edelman case, he caught it.
Right.
So that's a horrible analogy.
No, and he sat there, Greg, and he had a whole thing. Didn't he get beamed off up into space as he walked away? And he said, Foxborough forever.
He did. I mean, he did say Foxborough forever.
Are you
and
guys
he sold
children?
T-shirts.
You had Tommy Traitor shirts a year after having him on the show and kissing his toes.
Foxborough forever.
I mean, okay, you know who I can compare him to? All right, Big Poppy comes out of retirement and then plays with the Tampa Bay Rays.
I think people are
going to be like,
In the moment, they'll be frustrated. It will not dent his career in any way.
Well, you just want him to join your guy down there.
So I want him to join so that I can see your head explode.
Appreciate you over the years, our relationship.
Yeah.
I don't even know if Brady's going to play this year. Who knows?
Oh, he's playing.
Okay. Why? I mean, he's gone. I don't know where he is.
What is any indication of why he's out?
Well, I keep getting these people that think they're sleuths. They're like, Curtis, have you heard the Brady rumor? And I'm like, about his wife? Oh, yeah. Is that, what do you think? I'm like, okay, that's not exactly like, it's everywhere on the internet. People are speculating.
Well, it's the people who are speculating that Kevin Durant bought his house.
I know. Well, there's this new Twitter account. Did you see this yesterday? We are the dumbest people in the history of human life. Like, right now is the single dumbest time to be alive. This one Twitter account where it's some random guy that says he's like a football looking, like a writer face in his avatar.
Uh-huh.
He said that yesterday during the joint practice, Mac Jones threw a touchdown pass to Jacoby Myers and said, grabbed his nuts and said, how do you like D's? And then it started a fight. The guy got 20,000 retweets. Nobody took a second to be like, this isn't real.
No, so KD bought Brady's house?
No, it's the same guy who reported it.
No, love it.
Oh.
I mean, I'm sure you heard that at some hookah lounge or something, right?
I did hear that.
You could second that?
And I also heard the nuts story. But come on, though. Hey, you guys, there's no way that Julian Edelman, if he does come out of retirement, he can't go play for no other.
I know. He owes us an entire life of service.
So if you know
it's not enough that he played concussed off his ass in Super Bowl 49 with some of the best plays down the stretch against the Legion of Boom.
So then why say Foxborough forever?
Because it's what people say in the moment, Wiggy.
Well, you should know that.
Hey, did Goo Goo Dolls last night, Greg, say, Boston, we love you?
Yes, they did.
Guess what? When they go to New York, they say, New York, we love you.
Right, but how do you not see
this? Because you're all rubes and like, they must really like Boston.
How do you not see this of this being an issue? It's like the Gronk situation. People look at, there is a handful of people, a fan base that looks at Gronk like a traitor, looks at Brady like a traitor. And if Julian Edelman happens to end up in Tampa Bay, you don't think that they're going to look at Julian Edelman like a traitor 10 years down the road?
You are
out of your effing mind, Christopher. I don't even know your middle name, Curtis.
John Curtis.
Yeah. You're out of your mind if you believe that.
You just said that people in Chicago look down on Jordan for going to Washington.
Yeah, they look at him like a traitor.
In the history of this radio station, nothing has been dumber.
No, there are people that look at, there are diehard fans that look at him like a traitor.
Okay.
Because he, and there is a diehard group. We do this all the time.
What about people who hate Johnny Damon?
Right. What about people who hate Tom Brady? They call in. Yeah. How can you not see that?
Right. In 10 years, there will not be a person alive that says they don't like Tom Brady for how
you
he went to Tampa.
You are out of your effing mind. Stop that.
Okay, that's a great argument. Stop that.
There are people like Greg said that don't like Johnny Damon. There are people don't like Roger.
Once again, you're comparing Tom Brady to Johnny Damon.
I'm just saying 10 years, 15 years from now, the time
they
is...
Just gave they a never big, forget.
They don't.
They never forget.
I
Greg,
know.
Hey, what happened when the Yankees came to town? Oh, we did a video tribute for Andrew freaking Benintendi. As a Yankee, we're hard asses here.
You said you listened to this radio station your whole life. Clearly, you must have had giant wax in your ear. Because there's a guy from Everett who calls in who can't stand Bill Belichick. People do not.
Okay, we're going to use Al from Everett.
No, I'm just saying
who says Parcells created the Patriots dynasty even after he left.
All I'm saying, Curtis, just trying to hip you to this, there is going to be a group of people in 15 to 20 years that will look at Julian Edelman if he comes out of retirement and goes somewhere else like he's a traitor.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you this right now. If you think that Tommy is a traitor and that Edelman is hurting your feelings, then you're a child. Then you need to grow up a little bit. They won six. Brady won six. Edelman won three. Was the MVP of Super Bowl 53. If you still think they're indebted to you beyond what they've already done on the field, get a mirror and look into it.
All right. Well, will Julian Edelman play somewhere in the NFL this season? Sounds like
he might.
I
would bet on it.
Sounds like he might. Here is Scheim and what is trending.
Merlone, Fourier, and Mago.
Weekdays, 2 to 6.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Sam Adams Summer Ale. Sam Adams Summer Ale is brewed with a hint of citrus, perfect for a hot summer day like this one. Crisp, easy drinking, Sam Summer is the beer of the season. The Red Sox get yet another win last night as they scored four runs in the first inning against the Pirates. They held on to win 5-3. Nick Pivetta went seven strong innings, shutting out the Pirates over those seven, striking out six. We even got an inning from Matt Barnes last night, who actually looked pretty good. The Sox and the Pirates go again today. First pitch, 7:05. Rich Hill on the mound for your Red Sox. You can catch all the action right here on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Network. And make sure to tune in to the Visit Massachusetts pregame show at 6:05. Brought to you by the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism. Start your summer adventure at visitma.com.
May I go into the Twitch chat for a moment?
You may.
Excellent point in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was from like DSKI1 or something like that. Wiggy, why do Boston Celtics fans hate Kyrie Irving?
I feel like he's a traitor.
Right.
And he left them.
Correct.
And he said, I wanted my jersey hung up.
Are you that? He said he was going to stay here.
Okay. Are you that dense? No, people hate Kyrie because he didn't win and he left. It's different when you win and you leave. Do you not? People still, Ray Allen left, played for the Heat. He got honored when Garnett retired.
Yeah, there's a group of people who don't like him, myself included. Okay. I feel like he was a traitor and he left us.
If we really want to do apples to apples, do people here hate Larry Bird?
No.
Because he left and became the president of the Pacers.
No.
Years after he retired.
He never left.
I mean, he ran another organization.
Yeah, but he never left to
beat you in the playoffs.
He never left to play for another organization.
Oh, okay.
Coaching
and
is
people
different.
Hate Kyrie because he's an ass.
No, because they feel like he lied.
He said
to
he was going
to
stay here, and he didn't.
Exactly.
And what
he
did
he
win?
He was coming back, and he didn't.
He said he wanted to have his number retired.
Correct.
Up there with the greats. Yes.
During quiet evenings at NEMA, do you ever somewhat feel embarrassed about yourself about the Tommy Trader shirts?
No, I really don't.
Oh, my God.
Made some money for a charitable organization, Curtis.
Oh, maybe that's how you limit NEMA. I forgot.
Yes, right. Yes. Okay. All right.
So now I got to get it.
Curtis is triggered by this discussion.
Because you know it's true. When anytime somebody gets triggered, that's because they know there is truth in that. Now I got to get a Tampa Bay Jewel shirt or something.
The only reason people here are mad at Edelman and Brady is because they don't see their team as a contending team anymore. So they have to put, I'm serious, so they have to put that anger on the people that left.
It's not true.
Of course it is.
You just don't know. You're blinded by Brady.
That's all it is.
Need a song.
No,
blinded by Brady.
I'm loyal to people who did things that nobody has ever done here. and brought me more joy than I could ever envision. Yes, I'm loyal to them. That's why I'm loyal to you, Greg, no matter how you treat me.
All right. Sean, what else is
there's actually an update in the Deshaun Watson situation. Deshaun Watson's camp is actively negotiating a settlement on his discipline under the personal conduct policy with the NFL, and a deal could be reached soon that gets him on the field this season. Mary Kay Cabot is reporting that for Cleveland.com.
Do you think it goes back to the original settlement offer that the NFL gave him, which was 12 games?
Did they offer him 12 games?
Yeah, that was the reports that were out there.
Did?
Yeah. Well, if that's the case, yeah. 12 makes the most sense, because it's going to be 16 if this goes through the process, I believe. The guy that Goodell picked to rule was already, they already know what he's going to rule. So I think 12 games would be fair.
And yesterday, the Patriots put Joan Williams and Malcolm Butler on the IR, ruling them both out for the season. They continue joint practices with the Panthers today as they get ready for preseason game number 2 Friday night. That's what's trending. We go to Curtis with the weather.
And another great one in the Twitch chat, NY Sports Rule. Hilarious. Curtis probably owns 50 pairs of Brady underwear. Keep them coming, guys. Really funny. 69 degrees in Boston. Cloudy skies. A little rain this afternoon. 72 degrees. Could you imagine being a grown man and giving your title NY Sports Rule?
I thought that was a pretty good comment.
You don't have any Brady underwear. I mean, he makes clothes.
I do not. It's out of my price range. Contractors, Burlington Lumber has everything you need to make your next project a success. With the full line of building materials, including Trex decking and its fully appointed kitchen showroom, Burlington Lumber has what you need. Visit Burlington Lumber today on Middlesex Turnpike in Burlington.
Who else would you trust with your balls rather than Brady?
Well, I was going to say, speaking of lumber, when we talk about Brady, Curtis has wood. Oh,
it's got to be careful, though. Brady might deflate him.
Come on, where's all our rim shots? Yeah.
He almost did it again.
My Lord.
I feel like it was perfect. Right. And yes. I led a great... comedy train after that.
Yeah, you did. All right. It's like that one that caught on fire on the bridge, but whatever. We will be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.